I clicked my phone off and stashed it back in my purse. A tear was starting to form, so I carefully blinked until it was gone. Not that I needed to worry about my mascara anyway. Carl wasn't going to be able to make it over to my apartment tonight. I allowed myself one big sigh before I forced myself to smile. No one liked to look at girls with frown lines. Mindy poked her head over the cubicle wall. "What's up, girlfriend? Everything okay?" I couldn't meet her eyes. "Everything is just fine." She made a noise under her breath. "Hmm. The boyfriend flaked out again?" "He didn't flake out. He has to work." "Again," she said flatly. "Don't you have claims to deny or something?" I asked. "Terry, my dear heart, nothing is more important than cheering you up. How can I concentrate on insurance when you're over here sad and alone?" She winked a big brown eye at me. I said, "I'm not sad." To myself, I thought, "Not anymore." Mindy's interruption had given me a chance to put things in perspective. Carl and I couldn't have the talk tonight, but soon. Soon I'd tell him my fondest desire and how much I wanted him to be the one to do it. I caught the tail end of whatever Mindy was saying. "The club, okay?" "Sure," I answered. Whatever would make her go away. I had plans to make. I might do some of the work on my desk, too. Probably I should have listened harder, because Mindy was waiting for me when we got off work and joined the 5 o'clock crowd in the elevator. I tried to ignore her, but she turned to face me and made eye contact. Nobody ever talked in the elevator. I smiled brightly at her, hoping that would stop her from speaking, and it worked. Until the elevator door swished open and we all filed out. She kept pace beside me all the way to the parking lot, and she asked, "So what time should I pick you up?" I said, "Huh? For the club. What time?" I stopped dead, teetering a little on my high heels, and stared at her. "What are you talking about?" "We're going out tonight. You agreed, remember?" I protested, "Yes, but..." Then I realized there wasn't anything else going on that night. Carl wasn't coming over, and I didn't need to wash my hair. Besides, any adventuring I wanted to do, I needed to do now, before I got pregnant. I said, "8. Pick me up at 8.